Either God created the world or the world created itself. Think about it. If everything was not created by an intelligent designer, that means that everything poofed into existence literally from nothing. That is a belief in magic and mysticism. That is sorcery. That's not science. A lot of people think that it's scientific to make the claim that the world could create itself. Check out this quote from Stephen Hawking. He said that because there are laws such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. So atheists really do believe that the world created itself. As wild as that may sound, as loony as it may be, that is what they believe. They think that that is actually based in science. But any of us who have studied the laws of thermodynamics know that matter cannot be created or destroyed. And so they claim that before the Big Bang, everything was compacted down into an infinitely dense hot point, and then that hot point somehow exploded and created time, space, and matter. And like I said, that's a violation of the first law of thermodynamics. And even if the universe just poofed into existence via a magic act, that also violates the second law of thermodynamics, because that states that everything in order tends towards disorder. Nothing in nature really tends towards organization. It always tends towards disorganization. Everything is winding down in the universe, but evolutionists would have us think that everything is winding up, that everything is getting better, that rocks evolved. They don't just believe that life evolved, they believe that rocks evolved, that you had smaller rocks that somehow morphed into larger rocks. No joke, you can look it up. They think that all of this energy was compacted down and exploded and created larger pieces of rocks from this little piece of dust. It's much easier to just simply say that God created the world and that the world did not create itself. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And you can either choose to accept or reject that. The world did not create itself from nothing. Even NASA said this, although the Big Bang theory is widely accepted, it will probably never be proved, consequentially leaving a number of tough and unanswered questions. Granite rock is incredible. We cannot create it. With all of our highest tech instruments, we can create diamonds, but we can't create granite. So I'm supposed to believe that a rock that cannot be created by man on purpose somehow created itself by accident. It's ridiculous. We believe in the creation model that life started on the land, but they will say that life began in the water or in the oceans. And in this Inside Science article, they say the first hefty organic molecules may have formed within tiny droplets. So what they're trying to say is that the first molecules that eventually formed into life were coming together inside of water. But if you were to type in on the internet, how does DNA get destroyed? The very first thing that pops up is this. It says DNA is vulnerable. It breaks down in sunlight and in water. They would have us believe that the RNA world where life came from non-life was in a soup, in water. Well, water destroys biology. It destroys organic molecules. So to assert that life began in the water or in the oceans when it was raining for 2 million years is ludicrous. That's false. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. The Bible tells us that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So life obviously began on the land. And even if you had a single-celled organism that somehow magically was created out of this soupy mess, what's it going to eat? There's no other biology around. There's no other organic material. What's it going to eat? Hard rock? Think about this. There is nothing for it. It just is going to come alive. And then it's got to find another organism to reproduce with. The unanswered questions will remain unanswered by the evolutionist and atheist community on this matter, because they're not actually looking at things with a scientific lens. They're looking at it with an emotional lens, because they don't want to answer to God, and they don't want to admit that creationism is so strong. And it has a very powerful model that supports it in the scientific community, and they don't want to give it any credence at all. They're afraid of creationism. They can laugh at it, they can mock it, they can fulfill what the Bible says that they would do, which is be scoffers of the last days that scoff and mock the Bible. And if you were to type in, you owe your life to a rock, it brings up a paper called, You Owe Your Life to Rock. And the way that this paper starts out is hilarious. It says, thank goodness for granite. Those are the first words of the paper. It talks about how granite rock is our ancestor. Remember the rock that we covered earlier that can't be created on purpose, somehow created itself by accident, and then somehow conceived life. Now, of course, they want to mock the virgin birth, but to say that granite rock conceived life? Granite rock isn't even living to begin with. At least Mary was alive when she conceived of the Holy Spirit. It's pretty hilarious. I mean, they think that non-life brought life into existence, that unconsciousness brought conscious, sentient material into existence, that nothing somehow created something. It gets more and more and more insane the more that you look into what atheists and evolutionists actually believe. I heard somebody say one time that it's unbelievable what unbelievers will believe to remain unbelievers, and I feel like that is actually kind of true. It really is unbelievable. We're entering into the Twilight Zone. Stay tuned. And this paper also says that rocks and minerals must have played key roles in virtually every phase of life's emergence. Check this out. It says rare meteorite that fell on a UK driveway may contain ingredients for life. And so in this paper, you can see what they're insinuating. They're insinuating that life ultimately came from a rock. That is what they believe. And that's hard to defend that position, that you came from a rock. I can't imagine having to be an atheist and defend this stuff. And if you look at this paper, it says that the ingredients for life and space rocks that fell to the earth, and it talks about how these rocks contained liquid water. And so again, they're trying to insinuate that life was created from water that eroded minerals out of rocks. And to the scientifically illiterate atheist, he or she will just eat this right up. They'll think it's just, oh, this is incredible. This is great knowledge. As Christians, we're supposed to be free thinkers, and we're supposed to be skeptical of demonstrated lies like these ones that we're looking at.